that song. I'd like to call up Vicky Kennedy. Vicky's going to do for us a hula called These Islands. So if you cannot see her dancing, then you can just picture her dancing the motions to these beautiful words about the Hawaiian Islands. It goes like this. Vicky Kennedy. Mahalo, Vicky. Thank you. You're welcome. Okay.
Good evening, folks. Again, welcome to our 53rd State Annual Convention for Hawaii Association of the Blind. And I want to thank you all for being here this morning and sort of working with us through our convention. Thank you to all the speakers that we had. The feedback that I got was that it was a great convention this morning. So again, hats off to everybody. And can we get a big round of applause for John Koki? Yeah. Thank you, John, for coming out every year and doing this for us. You know, it's just amazing. As you can see, everybody loves you, Stu. You're just the man of the hour.
Oh, I can have a request. One last song.
Okay, shoot. We'll do one more song, and then by that time, my head table should be complete.
The thing is, I need everybody to help me with this song, okay? Today is, and I haven't seen it for years, too. Today is Joe Cordova's birthday. So for my last song, can you join me? Happy birthday to you. Oh, it's Art's birthday. I'm sorry. Today's Art's birthday.
Oh, not me. Come on.
I thought you said it was Joe's birthday. I'm sorry, Art. And you know what? Art's my friend. I don't even know his birthday. That's terrible. Okay. Let's see. We try this again. Okay, ready? Join me in wishing Art happy birthday. Ready, buddy? One, two, three. Happy birthday. Better than that, everybody ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Art. Happy birthday to you. Okay, now I'm done. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you, everybody. Just quick note, my birthday is tomorrow, but I'll take it anyway. Thank you, thank you. It's post-dated? Okay. If I can get my helpers to come up.
Just gonna stay here.
Hey, hey. Green.
Green.
No, I don't think so. I'll put it right here. Perfect.
That's tomorrow.
Okay. So as we start, as we always start off, I'd like to introduce our head table. So starting to my left is Cindy Van Winkle, our ACB affiliate. And next to Cindy is our very own board of director, Natalie Barrett. And I'd like to, give a warm welcome and return to the islands, our good friend Joe Cordova. And his wife, Maria Cordova. And our soon-to-be president, Anthony Accomine. And of course, our dear friend from Ho'opono, Leah Diaz. And of course, we cannot forget Stacy Aldridge, the state librarian. Okay, so if we can get Jim and Derek to come to the podium. I'd like to do the proclamations. So from Tulsi Gabbard's office, we have
Brian Schatz one here.
Oh, you can do it? Okay, I'm sorry. So from the Senator Brian Schatz, he's not here to join us today, but he did send us a written proclamation. So I'm going to have Jim Kennedy read that to us.
And Tulsi Gabbard's room's here too, right behind me. Okay. Okay. This is really, really nice. This is a proclamation from U.S. Senator Brian Schatz, Hawaii Association of the Blind, 53rd Annual Convention, today's date. I extend my warmest greetings of aloha and welcome to everyone gathered at the Hawaii Association of the Blind's 53rd Annual Convention. For over half a century, the members of the Hawaii Association of the Blind have remained dedicated to expanding opportunities for and providing equal access to our state's blind community. Each year, their convention helps organize numerous advocacy efforts and empowers many throughout Hawaii to support their mission of helping blind people. As a leading advocate in our state, their hard work has been instrumental to advancing legislation, educating the general public, and supporting the visually impaired. Their contributions continue to make a real difference throughout the state. Mahalo for 53 years of service to Hawaii's blind community. Best wishes for a memorable convention. Mahalo, Brian Schatz, United States Senator.
There you go. I'm gonna leave that with you, right here.
Okay. And then right behind you is Tulsi Gabbard's representative.
Okay. So next we have Tulsi Gabbard's representative here for, she, of course, she's on the road doing her business, traveling and running for president. So we have her rep here today, and this is Derek Clark. So I'm gonna hand this over to Derek.
Aloha, thank you for the invite. I want everyone to know the Congresswoman actually read this over. It wasn't just a ghostwriter, so hopefully you'll hear her voice in it. Thank you for the honor and privilege of sharing a special message in celebration of Hawaii Association of the Blind 53rd Annual Convention. I am inspired by everyone here today whose unwavering efforts are improving the quality of life for the visually impaired through your advocacy, support, and initiatives. The change that we wish to achieve must be more than a discussion, more than an idea. It must be a movement that is focused on programs that develop independence, self-confidence, and equality. Since its inception in 1967, the Hawaii Association of the Blind has been a staunch advocate for equal treatment, rights, and opportunities of the visually impaired community, free of discrimination and prejudice. The incredible team continues to work diligently towards educating and sharing a unique perspective in order to build a clear understanding of the obstacles often faced by those who are visually impaired. As an organization, you continue to bring action and discussion by elevating your voices in support of those facing adversity. As a society, we must support organizations like the Hawaii Association of the Blind, whose mission has positively influenced the lives of so many, and whose impact will continue to have a rippling effect for generations to come. Mahalo, Association of the Blind's first president and founder, Warren Toyama, current president Art Cabanilla, officers, teachers, coaches, mentors, partners, and families for empowering and creating opportunity for our visually impaired friends and ohana. I stand with a grateful community in recognizing and applauding your extraordinary efforts. Congratulations on yet another year of success, and we wish you all the best as you continue your legacy of service and aloha. Congresswoman Gabbard, thank you.
So again, thank you, Senator Schatz and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. You know, folks, this is my, I want to say something like 10 plus years, and coming to these conventions at HAB, it's only been my about third or fourth year as president, and I got to tell you guys, it just awes me every time to see the kind of individuals, people that come here that represent or want to say nice things about us and what we do. So I hope you guys realize that, you know, HAB is you, and it's all about you, and it's because of you folks that we have such good friends and such good support from the community and also within the legislature. So again, thank you folks. And with that said, I am going to then say that we are going to bring up Beth Flormata.
Okay, I'm down here.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Beth. That's fine. No, that's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
Okay, let's take a pause as we pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come and gather together at this banquet. Yeah. And bless the time and fellowship we will have together tonight. We thank you for a successful convention today. We thank all the guests, speakers, friends, and supporters of the blind. May your goodness and love be present amongst us tonight. Come bless our gathering with unity, hope, and vision. Lord, we pray for unity, building us all a deep respect for one another. Lord, we pray for hope. Come, steal your hope within our hearts and renew our faith. Lord, we pray for vision 2020. Lord, we pray for good health and healing. And Father, bless the food we are about to partake of, that it might nourish our bodies and strengthen us with your goodness as we continue in the blessing you gave us, that we so enjoy tonight, which we call life. All this we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you, Beth. You know, folks, technology is really great, especially for the blind, but tonight it's not so great because I skipped one person. So I'd like to call up John Mazzuno.
Good evening and aloha, everyone. Before I get started, I would be remiss if I did not recognize the champion in the legislative arena that has done a great job for your movement and Warren Toyama. It's a good friend of mine. She's a mentor. She's just a giant in the legislative arena. And that's our outstanding very own Senator Suzanne Chun Oakland. How about a hand for Susie? In fact, some of the bills that she passed help with the Ho'opono program, one of the best in the nation for the blind and visually impaired. And again, it leads the nation, and if it wasn't for Senator Chun Oakland's efforts, we wouldn't have such policy in place. So again, how about another warm round of applause for Senator Suzanne Chun Oakland. On behalf of the Hawaii State Legislature, we are so honored to recognize those individuals and organizations who selflessly and tirelessly continue to be active partners of the government by helping people who may have a disability and enabling them to become self-reliant and productive members in society. Whereas the Hawaii Association of the Blind is a nonprofit organization comprised of blind, visually impaired, and sighted individuals who strongly believe in advocating for independence, equality, and the opportunity for all blind and visually impaired persons in Hawaii and access and across the United States. Whereas the blind movement in Hawaii began in 1967 and was spearheaded by Warren Toyama, who was driven by the belief that blind people should have equal access and equal opportunity to succeed in life. Whereas the movement became known as the Hawaii Federation of the Blind after it received a charter affiliation to represent Hawaii in the National Federation of the Blind, which helped facilitate communication regarding many blind-related issues in the state and across the nation. In 1983, the Hawaii Federation of the Blind changed its name to the Hawaii Association of the Blind after it seceded from the National Federation of the Blind due to some disagreements over national policies dealing with state affiliation organizations. The Hawaii Association of the Blind has been actively involved in legislative matters by sponsoring and supporting various legislative measures that promote the well-being of the blind and visually impaired people of Hawaii, and by raising the public awareness and understanding to ensure equal access to facilities, services, and support within the community. Therefore, on behalf of the state of Hawaii, this body hereby honors and congratulates the officers and members of the Hawaii Association of the Blind as they celebrate their 53rd year of advocacy, their 53rd anniversary. And on behalf of the blind and visually impaired people of our state of Hawaii, we extend to all of them our warmest aloha and best wishes for all for continued success in all future endeavors. Congratulations. How about a warm round of applause for your organization, Hawaii Association of the Blind.
Okay, so again, folks, you know, 53 years, my gosh, it's just something to be really, it's just awesome. Okay, well, anyway, it is that time that you guys are all waiting for, I know, and so I'm going to ask that we have dinner served, and then, you know, you guys can talk story. Hang loose a little while, have some dinner, and then we'll be back a little bit later, about 7:45 or so, and we'll continue our program. But in the meantime, you know, go ahead and enjoy yourselves, talk story. We have the bar in the back, so please do make go ahead and get some drinks and fill up. And I didn't hear that. All right, I'll be back.